Welcome to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Coming up, an inside look at the business of Las Vegas. Stay tuned for interviews with the movers and shakers at the top and on the way up. Plus, Las Vegas sports, entertainment, restaurants, weather, and more. This is the Vegas Business Report, because there's no business like Vegas business. Now, here's Jeff Nathanson and JJ Snyder.
And welcome to an all-new edition of the Vegas Business Report, and happy Saturday. I'm JJ Snyder. Glad to be here with Jeff Nathanson. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going today?
Fabulous.
Oh, unbelievable. We are so excited about the show today, and I'm so happy that you joined us here on Vegas Business Report. JJ, by the way, It's Vegas, right? So I do want to mention the weather, because we're kind of in a period of change right here. It's going to be a beautiful day today. This Saturday and tomorrow, Sunday as well, should be really, really nice. But I just looked it up because my phone gives me the weather, and it's always correct. I'm just kidding. It's always wrong, but we all have the same experience, right? But what they're saying on my phone is a high of 89 today in downtown Vegas.
So reasonable.
That's reasonable. Yep. And then overnight 61, fairly reasonable. Like
nice
you said,
and cool.
No chance of rain. Like, just that's always the way it is in Vegas. But tomorrow, the heating trend is going to start to pick up. So tomorrow, it's going to be up to 94. Still reasonable?
Over 90, things change
scale?
For me over 90.
Yep. Okay, over 90.
But keep going.
Okay, yep. And then Monday 100, mm-hmm. 100, so triple digits. Tuesday 105, and if you look at the extended forecast going as far as next Thursday, 108.
Oh, boy.
So time to order sunblock for the season if you don't have it. Maybe ice cream?
After 102?
Fill the freezer?
I think you have to protect yourself from the sun.
You do.
After 102. Then it becomes, sunblock and hats and, you know, cooling down the car before you get in it, ideally.
Yep.
I always say I'm going to do that. I don't often act on it and do it.
Yeah. And putting the
visor.
Yes.
In the windshield. My husband's really good at that. I'm a little lazy about that. Are you a visor in the windshield kind of guy?
Yeah, I do if I'm parked in the sun. Because it is.
I like that.
It does make a huge difference, it does make a huge difference. So that's your Vegas Business Report weather. We bring it up because we are going into this period of change. We've had a couple false starts, but I feel like now it's really happening. So looking forward to that.
You know what else is heating up?
What?
The guests on this show today. Okay, today we are here to talk about the business of business. Now, you know, there's a lot of talk about the economy.
Always.
For sure. And sometimes we're talking about layoffs, which we don't like to do. But there are a lot of people right now who might be looking for a new role in a job here in Las Vegas. Today, we have a guest coming up who is going to share experience from the company side of things.
I'd like to hear that.
I think it's great insight.
Yeah.
Right? If you're a job seeker or you want to better understand how people get hired, stay tuned.
Okay. That's going to be great. So a big hour coming up of VBR today on this Saturday. Of course, you can connect with us on the website, VegasBusinessReport.com. You can follow our page on LinkedIn, search for Vegas Business Report if you want to stay in touch with the show. Let's talk about what you were just mentioning, JJ. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the jobs conversation. Jobs are a big deal. People want jobs. They want to leave jobs. They want a new job. They want to relocate. So that job churn is, I think I read somewhere that the average time somebody spends a job is like 2 years and 8 months.
Wow.
Average.
Not long.
It's not that long of a time. So there's a lot of turnover. But speaking of that jobs conversation, JJ, here's a list of the top five. This is for Vegas, right? Because this is Vegas Business Report. The top five hottest jobs right now by category in Las Vegas. Any guesses as to one of those five? You get 10 points if you can guess one of the five.
I love it. Well, obviously, we are a hospitality town. However, we know our hospitality numbers are down a bit, so I'm not sure how that's going to affect your list. Sports seems to be growing here, and I would say tech probably continues to be a draw.
Okay, 10 points right there. Tech is number two. Is number two.
What's number one?
Number one is advanced healthcare professionals. So you can kind of see that one coming. They're building a new children's hospital. There's a lot of hospital kind of growth around
the region. Henderson Hospital.
Henderson Hospital. So you got RNs, nurse practitioners. Those are the hottest jobs right now. And?
Well, it's so interesting because I've had the experience more than one time of going in to see a doctor and they are struggling with the support staff in the office.
For sure. Yeah. Okay. That's why I wound up going to a veterinarian once, just because I had no choice. And I thought they were quite good. But number one is healthcare. Number two, tech. So you got that one, JJ.
Oh, nice.
Number two is tech. Of course, you've got the UNLV Harry Reid Tech Center over there. The tech scene is starting to move upward and elevate in Las Vegas because tech companies are coming from out of state because there's favorable business climate.
Relocating.
So we're seeing a lot of tech stuff, and that's digital infrastructure and data engineering. And we've heard about tech companies. So that's kind of interesting. Number three is kind of solid, which is warehouse and operations, logistics. The Amazon warehouse is out in North Las Vegas and so forth.
Fascinating. Also really deep in Henderson. Yes. Some of the giant buildings going up. It's unbelievable. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That's number three. And then the other two on the list, commercial construction. So the building of office buildings still happening because new companies need somewhere to put their building. And a lot of times what is here now doesn't work for them because they need, different types of setups, or they need multiple stories or more square footage or a place to back up the big trucks and load them up and all that stuff. So that's still going. Mm-hmm. That's hot right now. That's good for a lot of the trade unions, like the plumbers, pipe fitters, HVAC technicians, all those people. That's good for them. And then the last one, and you touched on this, JJ, is hospitality. So you can't mention Las Vegas without talking hospitality. It's in our DNA. We draw the tourists, come and have a great time in Vegas, and then leave in 3 days, and we'll see you next year or next month or whatever it is. So hospitality, I mean, obviously the Hard Rock, right?
Oh, my
Let's
gosh.
Let's refurbish the Mirage. Yep. Let's build a gigantic guitar on the Strip and make the inside of that guitar actually hotel rooms.
Thousands of jobs.
And that, I think, late 2027, maybe. Is what I'm kind of hearing on that. So anyway, talking about jobs, and there's your list of some of the hottest jobs to kind of keep your eyes open for if you're in that category. We want to take a break. Okay. When we come back, Maureen Hasher is here from Blue Heron Homes, which you've all heard about and read about. This is like the creme de la creme of homes in Las Vegas.
A lot of those custom homes. I think the founder of Vegas Modern as a style.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Think modern.
So this is going to be really great. We're thrilled that Maureen is here in the building. We will talk with Maureen and meet here and talk about jobs and how Blue Heron attacks jobs and hiring and all those things. That is our first kickoff segment coming up right after these messages on the Vegas Business Report.
Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
And welcome back to this edition of the Vegas Business Report. I'm Jeff Nathanson with JJ Snyder.
Well, thank you, Jeff. You know, you may have been in your job for 20 years, or maybe you're applying for a position with a company right now. Either way, I'd say chances are people remember certain discussions within a company, especially when it comes to talking to certain people inside the company. And I'm not actually talking about the boss, Jeff.
Okay. Well, so who are you talking about?
I'm talking about HR.
Oh, those two letters. Those two letters. A human resources person is involved in like the entire life cycle of an employee from when they actually get hired to getting onboarded to working. And at the end of that cycle too, when they leave. So HR is a critical role in any organization. And we're going to find out a little bit more about how that works. What are the mechanics of that? And we're thrilled to have Maureen Hasher join us. She is the Chief Talent Officer at Blue Heron Custom Luxury Home Builder here in Las Vegas. Maureen, welcome to Vegas Business Report.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me today.
We're so happy to have you here, Maureen. Tell us a little bit about your role at Blue Heron, and also how many people do you employ? Tell us about the company.
Sure. Well, I'll start by telling you a little bit about the company. So Blue Heron, as you mentioned, is a very high-end custom home builder. We have several communities as well throughout Las Vegas. But while we're known for the high-end modern homes that we build, really what differentiates us is the integration of creating an entire experience. And we seek to advance the human experience by bringing together architecture and interiors, high level of construction and quality materials, but also how the home functions, flows, moves, all of that to support longevity, wellness, health, and your lifestyle and how you want to live in the home. And so we bring all of that together in a very customized and intentional way. And that's really what we're here to do. So what I'm here to do in supporting Blue Heron is to help shape the organization to attract the best and the brightest, to create an environment where they can live, express their best work, grow their careers, be innovative, feel comfortable taking risks, you know, pushing boundaries, serving the client in a way that creates an incredible experience for them as well, because all of that keeps us ahead of the competition and allows us to continue to grow, which then feeds right back into our talent base and allowing them to grow and expand in their careers and experiences.
These homes are very elevated. Jeff, you've actually toured one up in Henderson.
I did get to tour one, and I think that one sold, by the way.
It has, yes.
It has. So when I toured that, it was a
it's
couple
off the market for you, Jeff. Sorry.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
I think it was about 2 years ago, and there were a couple of different events. I believe I went to something that the Golden Knights were involved in some way, and they let us come to this house, and it was unbelievable. It's got to be one of your big show houses. Mm-hmm. The thing about it, and you mentioned this, Maureen, the kind of the feng shui of it, right? This one actually had like a lake in the home. And I mean, I said, you know what? I totally get it. It's relaxing, amazing views,
yes,
of course.
Water.
It's just a really amazing house. And that's, I think, the space that Blue Heron is really playing in. Chief Talent Officer is a great title. What is a Chief Talent Officer? You mentioned a minute ago that you kind of are helping people in terms of identifying and grow their careers. Day to day, how does that work in an organization like Blue Heron?
Sure. So Chief Talent Officer, a lot of individuals will say, well, is that different from human resources? Is that part of human resources? And really, it's a way to look at the human experience in a workforce in a more modernized way. So it does include all of the traditional human resources functions. We administer benefits, we handle employee relations, we handle human resources administration, as well as talent acquisition, talent development. And as you mentioned earlier, if there's a transition in the career, we help with that process as well. But what the reason we talk about talent instead of human resources alone is we're really here to help infuse and grow and shape the business and achieve the business objectives through the best environments created for the talent to excel. And that's a different way of looking at just being supporting to the business versus helping to actually shape the business, to enhance the leadership capability, to bring in the right talent, foster their growth, and ensure that they understand the vision, the mission, the objectives of the organization and how their role contributes to that, but also providing the leadership, the guidance, the tools and resources for them to be able to achieve that.
I kind of love this.
I love it too, because I was just thinking, JJ, kind of out loud outside of my own head. You think about titles within a company, and different companies have different job titles, right? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Blue Heron probably has like architects and builders, and other companies have like a director and a marketing assistant and different things. What type of jobs are at Blue Heron?
That's a great question. So we do have, one of the beauty of our company is that we are fully integrated. So we in-house under one vision and one goal, we have our architectural team, interior designers, project managers, construction superintendents, as well as marketing, sales, in-house finance, accounting, IT, my team, our talent and / human resources team. And all of that's working in tandem together to create the outcomes for the clients. So yes, we have positions such as production specialists who are producing the drawings that are provided to the construction team and the trade so that they can execute what they've designed. We have designers who are taking words and conversations and dreams and vision boards and converting that into a design for our clients and being able to put that on paper and into a computer so that the client can see that and say and have those moments of, wow, how did you read my mind, right? And there, you know, how did you understand that that's exactly what I was dreaming
piece.
About?
That's the custom piece, right? Yeah.
Yes, wow. Exactly. From there, we have project managers who help ensure the project moves along, stays within budget. If there are changes, if you can imagine some of these, the custom homes span a period of 2 to even 3 years, sometimes a little more, depending on the size and complexity. Things change in people's lives, right? Decisions change. So we can support that through a change order process. You know, if they discover that they want to live in the home differently during that period, we can support that. And so our project managers assist with that process. Our construction managers and superintendents are out there ensuring that everyone's working in coordination and designing and building to the quality that we expect. And they have a really good sense of Blue Heron standards and design intent, so they can guide that with the trades while they're out on site.
Wow. This is so organized. So I laughed when you mentioned the project manager, because being someone who's renovated a bathroom, I can tell you that honestly, the coordination and the communication between the person laying the floors, painting the walls, putting the backsplash on, purchasing the new sink, installing the new sink with the right fittings, it's very hard to get that right. So what you're creating, it sounds like a very kind of elevated atmosphere. And I understand, because we're talking high-end, high-end experiences. We know that, and custom. But you're creating a team of people that are all in-house.
Yes.
To create these amazing homes. I'd love to ask you just for some numbers. So when was the company founded? About how many homes do you build or produce in a year? And how many employees are in this whole world of Blue Heron?
Sure. All great questions. So we were founded in 2004. So we're in our 22nd year now. And year over year, I don't have exact numbers of the homes that we've built, but we are, I would say, have anywhere from 70 to 110 homes under as a work in process.
In Vegas or everywhere?
Throughout Las Vegas.
Wow.
And we've recently expanded into St. George, Utah.
Okay.
And we're heading to other parts of Utah and other states soon after.
That is a hot area. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been tremendous growth in that area in the last few years. So it makes sense. And they have some great hills. You can build some modern houses up with some great views.
Beautiful views, yes.
What I was curious about is, do you build the house first or do you get the buyer first? Because like the house I saw, I know that was like a showcase house and it was amazing. But when I saw it, they built the house, it was done. But no one had bought it yet. It was for sale. It was on Zillow for sale. And I would think in other cases, Maureen, maybe someone would come to Blue Heron and say, I want a house. I've got the land. Build it. And I mean, how does that process work?
Sure. So all of the above is the answer to the question. So I'll weave in one of JJ's questions here as well. So we have around 180 employees. Here, based here in Las Vegas, expanding into Utah. And that team, those 180 employees, make all of that magic happen. And so we are building homes that we design. So we will build a custom home that we've designed, what you might call a spec home. That's part of our Luminary collection.
Okay.
So it's a completely custom home, incredible intention going into the home. That's where we get to, you know, take some risks and expand on some innovation. And then we would sell that home. We have custom home, which that is from the client's vision. They're working with us from the start, and we're building their dream. And then we do have homes in our communities where we may have a show home so that a client can understand what the home styles would look like in that community. We may also do a spec home in that community as well. But outside of that, most of the homes that you find in our communities are lots. Once a client chooses a lot, they get to choose the home style they like, and then we customize it with them from there. And so the client is purchasing the home prior to us building it.
Fantastic. We are talking right now with Maureen Hasher, the Chief Talent Officer at Blue Heron, custom luxury home builder right here in Las Vegas, building homes all the time. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to jump into what happens if somebody wants to work at Blue Heron. What are your hottest jobs you're trying to fill? What is that process like? And we're going to give you folks the perspective from the Blue Heron side of things, which you usually don't get that. So that is coming up next when JJ and I return on this edition of the Vegas Business Report.
Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report. powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
All right, we're back. Vegas Business Report for a Saturday. I did want to give you an updated weather report.
Has it gotten hotter since we've been doing this show
today? I want to break it down, make it easy. The weather report, hot. I mean, what else do you need, JJ, really, right?
I mean, yeah, you could pretty much give that forecast every day in Vegas and not be wrong very often.
That's right. Absolutely. That's right.
Yes. Well, if you've missed any of the show so far, if you ever want to go back and listen on your mobile device, just download the Audacy app. It's a big orange app in the App Store. You can't miss it. AUDACY is how you spell Audacy. And you can search for the show live, or you can go to VegasBusinessReport.com. That's our website. And just click listen.
Pretty easy.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. Yeah. Do that for sure. We continue our conversation now with Maureen Hasher of Blue Heron Homes on today's edition of the program. We were talking before the break a little bit about the profile of Blue Heron, and I think people know the name in Las Vegas, and soon, maybe now, they're also learning the name in St. George. We wanted to pivot a little bit to the job search process, the recruiting process. You have, you know, all these people working there, 180 people there. Those people went through that process, and now they're in the house. So I wanted to ask you, Maureen, about the interview process. What tips can you give the audience on the mindset, perhaps, that a job seeker should have if they're looking? Because Blue Heron sounds like a great place. So someone out there saying, hey, maybe I should check that. They're probably already on your website, right? Mm-hmm. Checking it out at blueheron.com. So what can you tell people about tips for them to focus on if they're targeting Blue Heron or somewhere else, the best way to get traction in that process?
Sure. And I'll speak to that from a perspective of Blue Heron, but I would say that a lot of this would apply to other roles in other companies
as well.
As we talked about, our workflow is rather integrated and can be complex. The work that we do is highly complex and very well thought out, but we run into challenges just like any organization does with their workflows. And so individuals who can collaborate, who can navigate conflict, who can communicate effectively, who can be a little vulnerable, who can admit a mistake when it happens and work to resolve it, that's really important to us. Someone can have all of the technical skills in the world and a perfect resume, but if they are incredibly difficult to communicate with, or they demonstrate inflexibility in thinking, or you know, trying new ways of solving for problems, that's going to be difficult on a day-to-day basis. And so when you said mindset, that's a key word. I also talk a lot about resilience and optimism. And I don't mean, you know, you like me, right? I am often cheery, right? I don't mean that when I say optimism. It's more about just being able to work through a challenge and know that there is a solution, and not let that just marinate in the mind and create negativity and a swirl and a spiral. And so how do you learn all of that during an interview, right? That's a tough question sometimes. And so we do have layers of interviews. When we do take someone through the process, they're often meeting first with our talent team, then with the leader of the role. But then we would have them meet with stakeholders who would be working with that role, team members who would be working alongside that role. And so we get a lot of different perspectives and involve a lot of different individuals from the organization so that we can help ensure that this is the right match for us and for the role, and vice versa. So the candidate can decide, is this right for me as well? They're interviewing us as much as we are interviewing them.
I can see how if you have 180 or so employees and you really are doing everything in-house, you need people who want to work with this team. There's literally something that has to be built and completed.
Yes.
So what is that process going to be like along the way? So you need to have people who can work together, which is a very evergreen quality in pretty much any company that you go to. It's not always necessarily about being the most talented home designer, right?
Correct. As I mentioned, the resume could be incredibly robust. But if it's difficult to engage the individual or communicate or understand real life examples, it can be difficult to make a decision to bring that person on board.
Jeff, I'm dying to ask her, have you ever seen a candidate maybe in your position now at Blue Heron or in a previous job, have you ever seen a candidate just kind of do something in an interview that would be a red flag? Any advice for anyone out there?
I would say, you know, myself and my team are very well, intentioned in our process. So I wouldn't say one thing would throw off an interview. Mm-hmm. However, if we start to see patterns, and so let's say an individual has left a few organizations in a pattern, three in a row, for example, and they start sharing, well, you know, management is terrible there and they don't know what they're doing. And, you know, I didn't get along with the individuals. And we start to see a pattern of that. That starts to raise concerns. I often, this is a leadership and an interview piece of advice, but lead with curiosity instead of judgment, right? And so that will make us more curious. And we start to probe and dig into that a little bit more to truly understand, is this representative of the whole person? If it is, maybe that's not the right match for us. If it's not, and they truly ran into a series of challenging organizations, we'll dig deeper and determine if that's a red flag actually or not.
I'm looking at the looking at the Blue Heron website. What a great website. I mean, you would expect this from a luxury home builder, right?
Yeah.
But it's a really cool website at blueheron.com.
It's that life that I would like to live. It's very aspirational.
It is. No, for sure. Maureen, tell us a little bit. I think every company has a hot jobs page. I think I've seen that used like in every company in the world. Hot jobs. Here's what we're trying to hire right now. When you look at Blue Heron from the inside out, I'm sure you're always looking for the right talent. Maybe you find the role later, but you're always looking for the right talent. What hot jobs is Blue Heron maybe looking for in 2026?
Sure. We have some great opportunities right now because we are growing. And our website, it does have a careers tab. So once you scroll past all of the beautiful homes, you'll see the careers tab at the bottom. We'll talk a little bit about life at Blue Heron. But some of the primary opportunities we are looking to bring on right now are production specialists, individuals who can convert the design into documentation that can be used to gain permitting and then execute the build of the home. We always are looking for, incredible project design managers. Those are essentially architects who are running that part of the design project. Project managers, we have a fantastic team, but that's also a very unique talent. So we're always keeping an eye out for that. Interior designers, those are the individuals who are making the home fit the client specifically, right? Like they know the trends, the colors, the palettes, the textures. They can bring all of that together to create an amazing experience. And so we're always looking for talented individuals in that as well.
Do you know, JJ, that, and we'll find out, don't let Maureen hear this part, but
what?
Their website is so up to date. You know, you always see websites and it's like, they've got jobs from last year.
Okay.
Right. But on blueheron.com, it shows the job and then has a date right under it. So like I'm looking at online sales counselor, right? And there's a date on there of towards the end of May. So I don't know if that's you or your team, but I think people appreciate that. Because there's so many things here and people can go, hey, this is me or this isn't me or whatever. So is that part of your intent to be a little different and a little intentional in the way you interact with job seekers? Because it looks like that is.
It's a great question. So we want individuals to understand, certainly for positions where we're always looking for talent. If you leave a position open, and some of those positions have been a longer search, admittedly, but if you leave something open too long, even though it's an evergreen, something you're always looking for that talent, people start to wonder like, whoa, is that a job that nobody ever wants? And, you know, so there is some intention behind
that. Or haven't
that.
They hired yet?
Exactly. But a little shout out to my talent acquisition partner, John. He is fantastic in maintaining a short time to fill, which means, you know, we're posting, he's interviewing, screening, making recommendations, and we're moving forward because we know the best talent doesn't wait around.
I'm curious, you know, doctors, lawyers, they take an oath when they go into practice. Do HR people in general like follow a unified code of ethics?
That's a great question. You know, there are certifications certainly within human resources, which I have. I've taken the testing, and that provides kind of the guidelines. I would say, generally speaking, you have to care deeply about people's experiences, but also really understand the business objectives and what makes a business successful. And understanding what makes a business successful, caring deeply for the people's experiences, putting that together to make fair and sound decisions. Employees are not always going to like the decisions that you have to make, but you have to make them in the best interest of the business. And even if someone doesn't like an outcome or the decision, they should feel that they've been treated fairly and with respect and professionally. And that's really I would say those are the guidelines. The best talent and human resources professionals have a good balance of empathy and accountability and the ability to drive performance and outcomes.
That is a great North Star.
It is.
Yeah.
Before we, you mentioned before, JJ, about red flags. What about green flags? When you look at a bunch of people, because what happens is, we kind of broadcast broadly here, right? 50,000 watt AM station, right? People hear it and they go, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll look back at that. What about green flags? What do you, from a chief talent perspective, what do you look for in any employee for any job?
Sure. I look for someone that has taken a minute to prepare for the position. I understand that resumes are written by AI. I understand cover letters are written by AI.
Really?
Right? And that's okay. Maybe they took the time to do that. But I do, when I sit down with somebody and we ask, why is this position of interest to you? I want to hear from an authentic perspective that they've done a little research on the company, they're familiar with what we do, with what the role does, and then how they fit that and how they can contribute to the company, how they can help add value to what we're doing and to our clients' experience. So I want to understand that they want the role because they care about the role, not just because they need a job. We know that. That's basic, right? And so that's a given. But give me reasons as to why you really understand the excitement behind this position in this company.
Why you want this job, not a job. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. Yes.
Excellent. Maureen, anything else, JJ, before we go?
I just wanted to mention that I believe one of the reasons why Maureen might be an optimistic person by nature is due to, am I correct here, her long distance running.
What?
So she's just teeming with endorphins.
No way. What is that about?
You've run a marathon.
I've run 2 marathons.
Wow.
Yes.
That's 26 miles, 385
Twice.
Yards,
point
right?
Two. Don't forget the point two.
Point
Those
two,
the
yeah.
Hardest point two.
Yeah, point
yes.
two. What is that about? That's a long way.
Well, I'm part of a running group out here, Las Vegas Runners, and I've always been a runner, but never long distance. So I chose to run a marathon, and in that marathon, I qualified for Boston Marathon, which, of course,
what?
If you get into Boston, you're going to run Boston, and it was such an incredible experience.
Awesome.
I don't even know what to say. Yeah. I don't think we've ever had anyone in here. There was a guest a couple weeks ago that said they ran 2 miles, remember?
Yes, yeah. I remember
and
that.
And we were impressed by that. 26, good for you, Maureen. That's probably a good wellness balance for you, busy career and also the running part of it too.
Absolutely. It's a great de-stressor. And I will say on the long distance runs, it really helps you reflect on career and work and problems and decisions because not every mile is great. 1 mile might be amazing. The next mile is really tough, but you have to keep your line of sight on how am I going to feel when I finish this? How excited and proud of myself am I going to be if I just push through this mentally? And it creates a lot of mental toughness. So I love it for all of those reasons.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing today. It's been so interesting to have you on.
I've enjoyed being here. Thank you.
Maureen, if people want to learn more about Blue Heron or jobs at Blue Heron, where would they go?
They would go to blueheron.com onto our career site, but we do also engage on LinkedIn. Our jobs are posted there. Often they're on Indeed and other sites as well. But even if there isn't a position posted that's of interest, we do have an opportunity to send in a resume and engage with the team on future opportunities.
Amazing. I learned a lot.
Me too.
Maureen, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're going to take a break on Vegas Business Report. And when we come back,
yes,
it will be time for JJ's Hit List. That's coming up next on Vegas Business Report.
Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report. Powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
And welcome back to the Vegas Business Report. I'm JJ Snyder, here with Jeff Nathanson.
So much going on. And by the way, thank you to Maureen Hasher at Blue Heron Homes. So interesting to hear her perspective kind of from the hiring side. And as you mentioned, JJ, earlier, that company is like a different sort of company. It's not a typical company. It's much more like creative and thoughtful and interesting and collaborative And that's how they build these amazing houses.
Yeah, I got that feeling too of this isn't just, it's a very intentional project, right? I mean, they have 180 people and they really create and protect this atmosphere of creativity and excellence and awesomeness. Very interesting. Sometimes you can tour those homes, the model homes.
No, it's amazing.
And you've done it and I've done it. And boy, is that an experience.
It's and they sell them. That's what's unbelievable, because there are people that are coming to Vegas going, I want the premium house. And again, you know, the one I saw was in Henderson on a cliff overlook, you know, the whole thing.
Views,
but just
pools.
It's so much fun. And sometimes they open those up and people can check them out. So really cool stuff. As we continue on this edition of Vegas Business Report, we want to talk about kind of what's happening all around Las Vegas. That's always a lot of fun. And some of the things that I know we've been noticing, BTS. Are you a BTS person?
I mean,
music-wise?
I kind of went down the BTS rabbit hole a little bit over the past week.
Okay.
They had four shows here in Vegas, and the fan base was absolutely so present and extremely excited for this comeback tour of theirs. And I did not go to the concert. I did have a friend that went to the concert. I did go to an experience, though, at the Arte Museum.
Did you?
They had a BTS City of Arirang exhibit. And so the immersive Arte exhibit kind of was still present. It is an experience where you go through and you walk through animation and great illusions, and you take photos, and there's scents in the air and this wonderful sound experience, and you kind of linger through along with other people. But they dedicated a whole area of the exhibit last week to BTS.
Amazing.
City of Arirang.
Unbelievable.
And it was five songs. It was beautiful. It was all the performers, you know, probably 30 feet tall up on projection around the walls.
Wow.
So it's like surround space experience of the concert.
You know, those guys will be able to retire at age 30, right?
At
the latest?
I mean,
right?
I can't even imagine the level of fame that they're experiencing.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like, it's pretty crazy.
Very popular.
Yes.
The American Music Awards were filmed in Vegas recently at the MGM Grand Garden. That was pretty cool. And congratulations to the Golden Knights. They are in the Stanley Cup Final.
I did not see this coming this season.
Amazing. Yeah, no, and I mean, obviously, they changed coaches with 8 games to go in the season, you know, to bring in John Tortorella, which was very controversial because they were a good team.
It happened so quickly.
But they wanted to be a great team.
Yeah.
Very, I mean, they'll be talking about this move by the Golden Knights for a long time, because it just, you don't replace a coach of a winning team when there's 8 games left in the regular season.
I mean, Cassidy was quite loved by the fans. I think that when a change like that happens so quickly, and then, as you can see, there's an uptick in performance in
amazing.
The team. You can really only speculate. There are people listening who know the dynamics behind the scenes of how that new coach affected the team, but I certainly don't know exactly what the dynamic has been.
Well, it's working.
Wow.
Whatever
I know it's working.
It is. So
we do like to win, don't we?
Yeah, no,
I mean,
we do.
On.
So Stanley Cup Final for the Vegas Golden Knights, and that gets us into my favorite segment of the show, which is the business of the J.J. Snyder hit list.
Oh, let's do it. All right, let's talk hit list.
Now it's time for J.J.'s hit list.
Okay, Jeff. How do you feel about Japanese food?
I'm for it. Like, is it a for and against type of thing? I love I love OJ, which is a local restaurant here.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Mm-hmm. I also love Tootsie Roll over on Rainbow over here.
Oh, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh,
I have a new spot for you.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Literally,
I went
to a preview this week. You're going to need a pen. The spelling is very fun. It is Kinzu, K-I-N-Z-U-U. W at the end. It is a new restaurant opening on the Southwest. Do you know the corner of Rainbow and Warm Springs?
Of course.
Yes.
Quite well. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. That is a home to the new location of Kinzu. By the way, Kinzu means basically let's eat.
Okay.
Kin, it means food, and Kinzu is let's eat. So it's a perfect name, adorable little place. Of course, it isn't a strip mall because that's what we do.
Yeah, that's
here,
what we
here
do.
Here in Vegas. So it is Japanese. However, it is infused with a bit of Thai, specifically Isan. And that is a northern Thai region. And so there's a little bit of influence of Thai on the menu. I tried roll after roll after roll.
So is it sushi?
There is a lot of sushi on the menu. There's also a lot of excellent meat. Mm. So there are a lot of skewers. I had a beef skewer that was delectable. You know when you get a nice kind of delicate skewer? Smaller plates, by the way.
Mm.
Really good for sharing.
I like that.
Kind of the atmosphere, kind of fun, kind of pop culture, modern, trendy, like we like things to look here in Vegas.
Mm.
But kind of conducive to going with friends. I happened to be there with a table of five people. We did tons of sharing and talking back and forth and just a cute spot. I think it's definitely something to check out. And officially right now for the soft opening, there's 25% off.
Ooh.
For all dine-in food orders.
Love that.
They did not have their liquor license when I was there. Yet.
That takes time sometimes.
On Tuesday night. But that is coming. And get in while you can. Again, Kinzu. Check it out.
Okay, that will be checked out. Kinzu. That sounds like definitely a restaurant to check out. Yeah. And that's on the hit list. I also wanted to mention, we got this delivered.
He's leaning over from the mic to pick up a box.
This is, if you follow our show, which, by the way, is free to listen.
It is.
Did I mention that? It's free. The whole show's free to the listener. But we had a guest.
We are doing an unwrapping.
A couple of weeks ago.
Bayou Scratch Kitchen. Yes. Bayou Scratch Kitchen. So there's a beautiful postcard inside the box. It says, thank you. We appreciate your support. And this is a premium.
Yeah.
House-made Creole seasoning.
And here it is. So we had Sandra Batiste was her name, and she was on the show a few weeks back, and she was telling us about this new spice, right? And this goes on barbecue, I think, or it kind of gives you a New Orleans kind of flavor, but apparently it's amazing.
Well, it's a tribute to her roots. It's definitely comes from the South. I can tell you this jar of spice is heavy. It's like a heavy glass. It's very high quality.
Yeah.
Beautiful label. I'm going to do.
Are you going to try it?
A little. Yeah.
Because we don't really have any real food in here.
Unwrap the spice right now. I'm going to smell it.
Okay.
Oh, it smells good.
Really?
It smells like almost what you would get on jerk chicken or something. And I love spice. Smell it.
Wow. Okay.
Tell people what you smell.
Do we have time for this, Trent? I guess
I don't know. We're taking the time. The engineer says,
good.
I don't know.
I think I would love to try this on a hamburger. Or something like that, but I'll bet it
I'd
goes
like it
good
on chicken.
Chicken, fish.
Thank you to Sandra.
Yeah.
She was a great guest, by the way, and I wonder how the restaurant is coming.
Well, I know the last update, and we'll have an update maybe next week from her, but I know they're like in the design mode, and they are opening a restaurant, which I think is going to be called Bayou Scratch Kitchen. Here in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy the seasoning at the store, but you can actually eat at the restaurant. That's a cool Vegas experience, right?
Anyway,
looking forward to that. That is going to do it for the hit list for today. Kinzu is the Japanese restaurant JJ had a chance to share with us. So that is probably worth checking out. Our thanks to Maureen Hasher from Blue Heron.
Wasn't she a great guest?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. BlueHeron.com if you're interested in what they're doing with the luxury home building market. The executive in charge of production for the Vegas Business Report is Ben McKee. Today's show produced by Allison Polkenhorn. Today's show mixed by Trent Ogle. And also special thanks to Mark Bonilla. That is going to do it for us. For JJ Snyder, I'm Jeff Nathanson. We'll see you next Saturday on the Vegas Business Report.
Have a great week, everybody.
This has been the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Today's show was produced by Monarch CX. To visit the official show website, go to VegasBusinessReport.com.